Imagine being captured during war, tortured for years, and maintaining not just sanity, but inner peace. This was James Stockdale's experience as a POW in Vietnam, where Epictetus's teachings literally saved his life. Born a slave in ancient Rome, Epictetus developed a philosophy so practical and powerful that it continues transforming lives 2 millennia later. His core message? True freedom doesn't depend on your circumstances, but on your response to them. While we can't control external events, we maintain absolute sovereignty over our judgments about those events. This distinction isn't merely philosophical, it's the key to psychological liberation. When we stop battling against immovable forces and focus exclusively on what we can influence, our judgments, intentions, and actions, we discover a profound sense of agency even in the most challenging situations. The next time anxiety grips you, ask yourself, "Is this within my control?" This simple practice, applied consistently, can revolutionize your experience of life. People are disturbed not by things, but by their judgments about things. Our suffering stems not from external events, but our interpretations of them. Is it the canceled flight causing distress, or your judgment that the delay is terrible? The same feedback can be received as either crushing judgment or valuable growth insight. This principle doesn't invalidate genuine pain, but shows how interpretations often amplify suffering. The death of a loved one naturally brings grief, but thoughts like "I'll never be happy again" add unnecessary anguish. Between stimulus and response lies a space where we can choose our interpretation. And in that space lies our freedom. With job loss, one person might view it as catastrophic evidence of failure, while another sees it as an unwelcome but navigable transition. Same event, dramatically different experiences. This isn't about toxic positivity, but developing a more nuanced relationship with our thoughts. Notice when you're adding catastrophic meanings to ordinary inconveniences. "This traffic is making me late" is a fact. "This traffic is ruining my entire day" is an interpretation you can choose to revise. Don't seek to have events happen as you wish, but wish them to happen as they do happen, and your life will go well. This represents active acceptance, not passive resignation. We deplete ourselves by resisting inevitable realities like disappointments and aging, creating friction with life itself. Living in harmony with nature means accepting fundamental truths. People are as they are, not as we wish them to be. Your critical colleague or stubborn parent, fighting against their nature, creates suffering. Acceptance doesn't mean approving harmful behavior. It means seeing clearly what is, the necessary first step toward effective action. Epictetus compares life to a banquet where dishes circulate. Take a moderate portion gracefully when a dish reaches you, without straining after dishes that pass or anticipating those to come. By aligning our expectations with reality, we experience greater peace and meet life's challenges with poise. "He is free who lives as he wishes to live," Epictetus declares, qualifying that true freedom comes from wishing for things within our power. This contrasts with our culture's view of freedom as unlimited options. True freedom isn't about external permissions, but internal mastery. Those requiring specific circumstances for happiness remain enslaved to those circumstances. When two people face the same constraint, one may feel victimized while the other accepts it and focuses on what remains possible. Same circumstance, entirely different experience of freedom. This freedom emerges through training our desires to want what's within our control, our actions, rather than external factors, others' approval or outcomes. "No one can hurt you without your consent," Epictetus teaches. Insults harm you only if you consent to feeling injured. When we hold possessions lightly, treating them as if they were borrowed, we free ourselves from anxiety over potential loss. this unshakable freedom remains intact regardless of circumstances. Philosophy isn't abstract intellectualism, but practical training for life's challenges. Don't just say you have read books, show that through them you have learned to think better, Epictetus insists. His approach to character development resembles modern habit formation, consistent practice reshaping our automatic responses. This training begins with awareness of habitual reactions, starting with small annoyances. Coping calmly with this minor irritation is the price of inner tranquility. We create a pause between stimulus and response, then select the appropriate reaction. Self-restraint for attraction, stamina for pain, patience for criticism. Epictetus emphasizes training desires and aversions. By moderating desires and focusing aversions only on what truly harms character, we develop resilience. This training aims for improvement. Count the days you have not been angry. I used to be angry every day, now every other day, then every third and fourth day. This practice must extend beyond meditation into active engagement with life. Each day offers opportunities to train our responses, building integrity, resilience, and tranquility, an approach accessible to anyone, regardless of circumstances. In a world obsessed with appearances, Epictetus offers a radical alternative, the courage to be authentically yourself, regardless of others' opinions. If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid with regard to external things, he advises. This authenticity begins with defining the person you want to be, not superficial self-branding, but an articulation of your deepest values. With this self-definition as your compass, you can resist social pressure when others sacrifice integrity for wealth or status. Remember that others' opinions lie outside your control. I have to die. If it is now, well, then I die now. If later, then now I will take my lunch, since the hour for lunch has arrived. And dying, I will tend to later, Epictetus remarks. Don't explain your philosophy. Embody it, he advises. Let your actions demonstrate your values rather than your words. Speak only with good purpose, avoiding both glib talk and unnecessary self-disclosure. True integrity means being the same person in private as in public. Though the pursuit of wisdom attracts critics, remaining true to yourself despite ridicule earns both genuine respect and self-respect. Care take this moment, Epictetus urges. In our distraction-filled age, his emphasis on inhabiting the present feels remarkably contemporary. This isn't hedonistic living in the moment, but bringing complete attention to whatever the present requires. Respond to this person, this challenge, this deed, he advises. This presence begins with accepting what is. Don't seek to have events happen as you wish, but wish them to happen as they do happen. When we stop resisting reality, we free our energy to respond effectively rather than react emotionally. This doesn't mean abandoning responsibility for the future, but understanding that the future emerges from present actions. No great thing is created suddenly, Epictetus reminds us. When facing challenges, we simply ask, what is the right thing to do now? Life is happening in this conversation, this task, this breath, available to be fully lived if we have the wisdom to show up for it.